It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited for this week's podcast, radio show slash, right? Want to make sure we're giving out proper information, but we have some very interesting stuff to talk about this week. I want to talk about gut problems. And almost everybody I know has a gut problem to a degree because our food is so bought and paid for and messed up. But I want to get into leaky gut because leaky gut can create tons of issues you're not even aware of in your body. And, you know, I always tell people for the most part, if you get your nervous system carrying the information from your brain to every cell in your body, your nervous system touches every cell in your body and get it working better, then your body will heal and run good. And then if you get your nutrition, you know, dialed in perfectly, if you have great nutrition, if all your nutritional needs are met, you're not having anything which is damaging your body, those two factors will get rid of 99% of disease. Other than genetic conditions, it'll get rid of, and even with genetic conditions, it'll help it affect you less, which I feel is pretty cool, but it'll help get rid of most disease processes. So if you can get your nutrition right, you know, and that will help your gut out too, right? If you're eating right, your gut will be better. But I'm gonna get into leaky gut. Most people don't realize what leaky gut is, but if you think about leaky gut, I want to get into what causes it to make better sense. So, you know, what are the main causes of leaky gut? And leaky gut occurs when certain tiny particles that should never enter your bloodstream start to make their way through your gut into your bloodstream through dysfunction of the mucosal barrier in the gut. That's the inside lining inside the tube of your gut. And it's also causes commonly abnormalities in the gut stemming from antimicrobial issues, right? So you can have immunoglobulin issues, cytokine activity, and it creates a major problem as the vast majority of your immune system is found inside the gut, some kinds called the microbiome. And this is a result of disruption of acute inflammation and sometimes autoimmune reactions. So normal part of your immune system that serves to fight infections and diseases winds up overperforming, leading to chronic inflammation, which now most experts feel is the key cause of most diseases. So I'm going to get into some of the causes of leaky gut. And the first one is genetic predisposition. Certain people may have predisposed conditions, right? And they could develop these much easier, much more sensitivities to environmental factors that trigger their body into initiating autoimmune responses. Poor diet. So poor diet, this is a big one, especially diet that includes allergens and inflammatory foods, such as unsprouted grains, added sugar, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, refined oils, synthetic food additives, conventional dairy products, alcohol. So I just described the American diet right there. That's American diet, you know, basically unsprouted grains, sugar, GMOs, poor oils, synthetic additives, you know, all this stuff. That's American diet. So poor diet can definitely eat away at your gut lining and create bigger holes, or it can decrease the tight junctions that allow the molecules into your bloodstream, the particles in your bloodstream, and disrupt how your body runs and heals. Chronic stress is a factor. Toxin overload is a big factor, including chronic stressors. And by stressors, it could be physical, chemical, or emotional. But if you get into the chemical side of it, we're exposed to more than 80,000 chemicals and toxins every single year. So the worst offenders causing leaky gut include antibiotics. If you take in too many antibiotics, it can mess up your gut royally, create leaky gut, and then you have more immune system issues in the future. Pesticides, tap water, aspirins, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. It's recommended to buy high-quality water filters to eliminate chlorine and fluoride because that also destroys your gut biome. So toxin overload, there's so many toxins in our life every single day, not just inside of our gut, but on our skin that we breathe in. So you just got to be very aware, be very cognizant of your toxic load, because we're going to be exposed to toxins. It's impossible to avoid them. But if you can minimize your toxic load, then you can handle the ones that you have to deal with better and easier, right? Bacterial imbalance is the next one. It's also called dysbiosis, which means imbalance between beneficial and harmful species of bacteria in your gut. A large body of evidence now shows the microbiota, that's a microbiome in your gut, the bacteria in your gut, is important in supporting the epithelial barrier, the inside gut lining, and preventing autoimmune reactions. At least 10% of all gene transcriptions, all gene copying found in the intestinal epithelial cells that are related to immunity, cell proliferation, and metabolism. So, you know, really, there's a bunch of factors. I want to go over those few that irritate your gut, create leaky gut syndrome. And when you have leaky gut syndrome, it tends to disrupt your hormones. So you have, if you have increased stress, increased chemical stress, you know, most people feel that, it's like physical stress or emotional stress. Like, I'm so stressed out, you know, my husband, my wife, my job, my kids, whatever it is. But most of the time it's coming from chemical stressors, and those are the toxins that we're eating, ingesting, breathing, everything like that. So it creates this issue where your gut wall, I call it like a PVC pipe. You have a little pipe, you know, that you run, that runs your plumbing, all that. And that pipe has little holes in it. If you drill little holes the size of BBs, then that's perfect size stuff. And if you put BBs down that pipe, they can fall out as they go through. But then we have these bigger holes that develop the size of nickels. And that lets food products into our bloodstream, which should not make it into our bloodstream. And these food products go throughout our entire body. Now that they're in the bloodstream, they'll deposit themselves in your skin, in your muscles, in your joints, and then eventually in your brain, because you have a blood-brain barrier, which is very good at keeping stuff out. But eventually, if these particles keep knocking against that blood-brain barrier, they're going to poke through into your brain, and then more stuff can go through to your brain. It creates chronic inflammation, can create a lot of mental health issues, cognitive decline issues, brain fog, you know, headaches due to leaky gut. So it can create lots of issues in your body, you know, fibromyalgia, autoimmune issues. Most autoimmune issues I see are related to a leaky gut. And it's not a simple answer, right? It stems when you're younger on antibiotics, you're stressed. A lot of stuff that you do in your life can create a leaky gut syndrome. So what it does, so here are some of the problems that you'll have if you have this gut dysfunction. Number one is food sensitivities. So, you know, some research suggests that over hyperpermeability can cause immune system to overproduce various antibodies, which make you more susceptible to antigens, right? Immune system reactions to certain foods, especially gluten and dairy. So if you're eating gluten and dairy and you're reacting to that negatively, you definitely have leaky gut. And I'd venture to say the majority of people have leaky gut anyway, but varying degrees, of course. So in studies involving rats and human children, leaky gut and food allergies have been linked, and allergies are believed to be one of the most common symptoms. Inflammatory bowel disease, that's a big part of it. So if you have Crohn's disease or other inflammatory bowel disease, then that is definitely a byproduct of those tight junctions, which basically mean very close, the cells are close together, so stuff can't pass through your gut lining easily, right? Stuff can pass through well, but the bigger stuff can't pass through easily. But those tight junctions of those cells connected with each other, they sort of split apart. It's like Velcro, and the Velcro sort of rips apart, and then stuff can pass through those linings and create tons of inflammatory bowel issues. Autoimmune disease, as I just discussed. So one study published in Journal of Physiologic Reviews, they called zonulin. That's one of the, you know, modulators in your gut. It's a modulator of intercellular tight junctions. And it describes how far involved in tracking the macromolecules, stuff that shouldn't be getting through into your bloodstream. So autoimmune disease definitely comes through immune system irritation, dealing with these bigger particles getting to your bloodstream, and it shouldn't have to deal with them. So you'll see certain food allergens such as gluten may trigger that cascade, right? University of Maryland School of Medicine researchers uncovered that gluten activates zonulin, right? Zonulin signaling, and that's irrespective of genetic expression of autoimmunity, leading to increased intestinal permeability to macromolecules. Layman terms, you know, gluten can irritate how your body's working, and your immune system comes in and tries to deal with it, and then it creates even more leaky gut syndrome. So it just goes down that road, unfortunately. Thyroid problems. Now, the majority of thyroid experts that I listen to, they say every thyroid condition generally has some impact from Hashimoto's disease. So Hashimoto's is chronic thyroiditis, but it's due to your immune system attacking your thyroid. And that creates impaired metabolism, fatigue, depression, weight gain, host of other concerns. So if you have thyroid issues, you got to find out if it's Hashimoto's, and it should never be as simple as taking a drug to fix it. Take a drug to fix it, well, then you can have other issues that are going to develop because of the drug. So you generally have to deal with the Hashimoto's, deal with the leaky gut to fix a thyroid issue. So as I said, the majority of thyroid issues are caused by leaky gut. So leaky gut's the cause that needs to be corrected. Nutrient malabsorption. This is huge because our food is so deficient in nutrients to begin with that nutrient malabsorption is increased by leaky gut. which, you know, makes you, because food has 30 to 50% less nutrients in it, and you don't absorb as much of that nutrition as you should if you had a very tight gut and cell junctions. So basically, it, you know, nutrient malabsorption is a big thing as far as every disease, inflammation, putting on weight, your body's in starvation mode. So it's very difficult for your body to function well when you have leaky gut. Inflammatory skin conditions, you know, acne, psoriasis, you know, many skin conditions are created because of leaky gut, and those particles, once again, floating through your body, they tend to, you know, set up shop in your skin, and it inflames your skin, and then it creates these disease processes because of it. I've had so many people in my office where I said, just get off gluten and dairy. Simple stuff, gluten and dairy, and their acne went away, right? Chronic acne got so much better. Chronic psoriasis got so much better. Just simply getting rid of those two factors, they got better. Now, it takes some time of eating right to make you better, but basically, if you did that, even for a couple weeks, you notice a big difference. Also, mood issues and autism. So a study published in the Journal of Neuroendocrinology, it showed intestinal permeability, right, has been a big contributor to various neurocongenitive disorders. So mood issues, you know, people have trouble. I say, if you have an issue, like if you have depression, anxiety, or other mood created issues, you know, it's like if you're driving through a parking lot and you hit a speed bump, that's fine, right? There's speed bumps everywhere. You go over it, it's fine. You got to slow down. I get it. But if you fall in a big pothole, if your car falls in a huge pothole, that shouldn't be there. So it's okay to have mood issues, but when it becomes a disorder, when you have anxiety or depression, that's when it becomes a bigger problem. And most of the time, you're going to go to your doctor, they're going to put you on medication to try to fix that issue. So that's my major problem with anything. You know, you could always get your body better if you take care of it properly. If you're taking care of your body properly, it always can be healthier. But if you treat everything with medication, you're not getting rid of the cause of how you got to that problem in the first place. And then after that, you know, you're dealing with the medication, the side effects from that too. So it's always better to take care of your body properly in the first place and try to get your body to heal. And it's so important. And the biggest factor here is people trying to lose weight. So many people have trouble losing weight. I mean, the majority of people, obesity is now at 40%. And, you know, that's chronic obesity. And just being overweight, it's at 70%. 70% of people you're surrounded with are overweight. Think about that, right? Hold your finger up to your head. Think about that simple thing. 70% of the people you know are overweight, and 40% are obese, which means you're developing disease because of your size of your body. You know, it's debilitating your ability to function, and you develop a disease from it. That's almost half of the people that surround you. And believe it or not, that kills me. It drives me nuts knowing that that exists. And there are simple solutions, but everybody wants the pill. They want a quick pill, quick fix, and that can never take care of the metabolic damages that created that scenario in the first place. So people jump on that pill, you know, pill I'm talking about, right? I'm not going to name it. And it helps them lose weight, but it also disrupts their body. Their hormones become all unregulated. They lose tons of muscle density, which is a major factor for longevity. So if you have more muscle in your body, you live longer. If you have less muscle in your body, you live shorter. So if you get a disease, it kills you sooner. So you have to go about this the right way as treating anything. Treating anything in your body is always a way out of it. When you didn't have that issue, right? When you didn't have diabetes, blood pressure issues, cholesterol, whatever issue you have, your body was working better. So if you do the stuff you did then and not let stuff accumulate in your body, then you can overcome it. So you need to take care of your body. And that's what I did. I was talking to people yesterday in my office and I said, you know, if you're taking care of your body, you take care of the nervous system, very important. But if you're eating inflammatory foods, you're never going to get better. You'll always be miserable. So you need to take care of your body nutritionally and neurologically. So nutritionally, if you're someone who can't lose weight, right now, hold up your hand. If you can't lose weight, I guarantee you, you can try to work out harder or eat better. You're not going to lose weight. It's impossible. You're not going to drop those pounds. And we're on a mission. We're very much committed now to reaching everybody in that 40% obese and 70% overweight category, because I don't want them going down the road to getting those medications, because it does not fix how you got heavy, doesn't fix why you can't lose weight, doesn't fix why your hormones are so damaged, doesn't fix why the weight is creating issues health-wise in your body. You'll never get better. May get a little bit of weight off, but the biggest fear after interviewing hundreds of people who have weight loss issues, the biggest fear is the moment you get off that drug, the moment you stop dieting, the moment you stop trying to lose weight, guess what's going to happen? It's coming back. You're going to put tons of weight on. So it's so important to do it right. And that's why we developed, highly technical protocols. We've done tons of research, talked to tons of doctors, scientists about why we're putting on weight now differently than we ever have in the history of mankind, right? Go back 50 years, 100 years, people didn't have weight issues. And now we're not, not massively less active. We're not eating massive amounts of more food, but the food is damaged. It's disrupting our hormones. We're holding weight differently in our body. It's impossible to take off. And if you don't go about taking it off correctly, you're not going to lose it. It's not going to stay off, and your health is not going to benefit. And that's the most important thing we need to talk about. So, I tell everybody, you got to do it differently. And so we have technology. It'll tell you exactly where your nutritional deficiencies lie. You need to plug in these deficiencies if you're ever going to heal your gut, get your body working better, and become healthier, right? So you got to figure out exactly what you're deficient in. Then you need to eat food, less food, but whole food for a short period of time, 40 days or so. And if you plug in those specific nutrients, those vitamins, minerals that your body desperately needs, that it's crying out for, and then you add in all the whole foods, and then, we coach you through the whole process, because I'll tell you, food is the most highly emotional thing, I guarantee you, in your life right now. You might not realize it, but if you think about it, you think about food often. Everybody thinks about food often. It's something like you eat like 28 times a day, just a snack, a bite, 28 times a day. And then you think about food all the time. And it's difficult because there's so many chemicals and other stuff that make you want that food more. Philip Morris and other tobacco producers, they bought out the food industry and used those great scientists that made tobacco so addictive for everybody smoking it, and they applied it to food. So sometimes you're going to eat and not even know why you're eating. You're not hungry, you just want food. It's because they made it so addictive if you're eating the foods that they created. Well, they didn't create an apple. They didn't create an organic banana. They didn't create grass-fed meat. They didn't create grass-fed, free roaming chicken and eggs. God created that. And when you're eating the stuff that God created, it's always going to work better for your body because he knows the rules. He knows how your body runs. He made your body. So if you follow what he designed for you, you're going to do much better. So if you're someone who has weight on your body and you just want to discover, just do a discover call with us minimally if you can get better. If you can get better, if you can overcome this weight loss resistance, which is plaguing the majority of people right now that you know, and you could get over that and be lean and have a great life without having to diet all the time, give us a call. So for the first five people this week, as we always do, I'm going to open up appointments and we're going to get back to you. We're going to set up appointment times to go through our entire process. It's Hudson Valley Weight Loss is the name of my company. And it's, I don't like pushing. I really like pushing, but the deal is it works so incredibly well, helping you to be healthy, be well, lose weight easily, have a metabolism like it was when you were younger, and it was easier to take that weight off. And if you call us up, we'll schedule that time. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning, and we'll set up a time for you over the next week, have you come in, do the whole process. You do the scan, talk to a coach about an hour long, and then we'll figure out if you can be helped. And if you can be helped, we're going to help you. All right, so give us a call. It's 845-897-LOSS, L-O-S-S, or 845-897-5677, and leave us a message. We will get back to you, and after we get back to you, we'll set up that time and get you on track to being healthier. It's 845-897-5677. Give us a call. I'll be glad to, meet with you, go over what we can do to help you, and get you on track. All right, so now I'm going to talk about the biggest reason for lost work, disability, hospital visits, all that stuff. And it's back pain. That's the biggest reason people miss weight or miss work. And I'm just going to get in a couple facts here. One fact was in a Journal of American Medical Association 2018, they did work with 750 active duty military personnel. And they did one route. They said, here, we're going to give you either medication, self-care, and physical therapy. But the other half of the people got 12 chiropractic adjustments. So one group got, what your doctor tells you to do all the time. Take this medication, go to do physical therapy and just manage your body well at home. Another half received 12 chiropractic adjustments. They got adjusted by skilled chiropractors knowing how to correct a spine. After 6 weeks of treatment, those who got corrective chiropractic care, and I'm reading this from Harvard, so it's a Harvard publication, and what it said was those people on chiropractic care for 6 weeks had less pain intensity than the people did medicine, physical therapy, and self-care. They experienced less disability and more improved function, reported higher satisfaction with their treatment, and needed less pain medication. So I want to start off with that, because the deal is most people get told by their doctor that they put on a pedestal for whatever reason, you know, to go for physical therapy, get put on medication. But the facts are, right, in Harvard, done by the Journal of the American Medical Association, as prestigious of an institution and journals as you can possibly find, facts are that chiropractic works way better. Not a little better, way better. It blew it out of the park. So I feel that's very, very cool to understand. But I also want to get into, I don't know if you ever heard of this doctor's name, Dr. Jack Wolfson. And Dr. Jack Wolfson, he's a cardiologist. He's a well-renowned cardiologist. And he just loves chiropractic. He does tons of research. He says he sends people to the chiropractor before he ever even takes care of them, because it helps your heart tremendously getting adjusted. So getting your body to work better. What he said is your central nervous system has millions of tiny nerves. Matter of fact, the research shows 78 trillion individual nerves, but connected from the brain and spinal cord to every major organ of the body. So every major organ in your body, he describes, as it gets touched by your spinal canal, your nerves, the spinal cord, you know, everything's touched by those and the nerves coming off of it. So I feel that's really cool. I love that mindset. And I met Jack Wolfson. He's a very cool dude, very good doctor, but he always speaks. He loves this topic and he goes out of his way. He doesn't need the money, doesn't need anything. He's passionate about it. And he got into the 6 heart health benefits of chiropractic care. The number one cause of death in our country is heart disease. And he's saying chiropractic care can help that tremendously. And that's why it's a big thing I want to tell you. Now, chiropractic care, what he's referring to is removing pressure off your nervous system so your brain can communicate better with your organs and allow your body to run, heal, and function better. So the number one thing that he said is a proven way that chiropractic care helps with cardiovascular disease is it lowers blood pressure. So studies show significant improvement in blood pressure when chiropractors adjust the first vertebra called the atlas, and the systolic and diastolic blood pressure. It pointed to a 17-point systolic drop and a 10-point diastolic drop in blood pressure. That's crazy. It's better than every pharmaceutical on the market. So any pharmaceutical you take, any drug you take for blood pressure, he showed, this cardiologist, that getting adjusted at the top bone in your neck, the atlas bone, when Christopher Reeve's broke, lowers blood pressure better than any medication that you can possibly get from your doctor or from your pharmacist. So I feel that's phenomenal. Second thing is it improves nerve function of the heart. It's called autonomic tone, and it impacts the heart, the lungs, gastrointestinal tract, kidneys, bladder, sex organs. Every part of your body is touched by these nerves, and getting the nerve function to run better, it improves every function there. So that's pretty cool. Number three, it decreases blood markers of inflammation. As I just described earlier, it's the number one focus for chronic disease right now, inflammation. And you show getting adjusted, removing pressure from your nervous system, it actually decreases the blood markers of inflammation. And the more inflammation you have, the greater your risk of cardiovascular events. And thousands of studies confirm this fact. So I love when we talk about facts, right? My opinion should be good. I like my opinion, right? As I should, as you should too, like your opinion. But he's talking facts. He's a major player in the cardiovascular world. He's talking about facts about getting adjusted. Improves heart rate variability. So that's the more your heart bounces around, the longer you will live. This is called heart rate variability. And many patients with several heart issues have a low HRV, heart rate variability. And this is a recipe for disaster. So getting adjusted restores heart rate variability to healthy levels. It decreases chest pain. So millions of hospital visits, tons of dollars out of your pocket and out of your insurance company's pockets for chest pain can be avoided by getting referred to chiropractic care. And it says it's a huge reason for him to refer patients to, he calls them good chiropractors, and there's good and bad chiropractors, but to good chiropractors, is that chest pain is often musculoskeletal in nature. Most patients can be quickly assessed, and once a doctor determines whether the heart is involved or not, then he sends them out to a chiropractor. So, and patients do not need $1 million workup every time their chest hurts. They need an adjustment. So costochondritis, rib misalignment, thoracic vertebra subluxation, relaxation. They're all causes of chest pain and shortness of breath that will respond quickly to chiropractic care. He said billions of dollars would be saved if hospital emergency rooms had a chiropractor on staff. Instead, billions are wasted on CT scans, stress tests, unnecessary heart catheterizations, and he says there's a much better way than that. He also described how it increases lung function. So getting your lungs to function better, and evidence shows that clearly. I've had so many patients come in with asthma, breathing difficulties, and the part of your brain that controls your lungs and all breathing surfaces from your nose to your lungs, it's at your base of your brainstem. So the top bone of your neck, the atlas bone, once again, the one Christopher Reeves broke, that shuts down or affects lung function. Christopher Reeves broke that bone and his lungs shut off. He needed a machine to help him to breathe. So anything that impacts a part of your brain will impact your ability to breathe, to get deep breaths in. You know, you could have asthma, other breathing difficulties. So I feel it's an incredible thing to realize this. Most people don't realize the simple fact that being adjusted, which means removing pressure from your nervous system. And we do it in a very specific way. We take x-rays. We measure exactly how your spine has misaligned, how far away it is from where it should be. There are normal positions your spine should be in. And once you know where it is, we got to get you back as close as you can to that position. And we do re-x-rays, x-rays out the gate, re-x-rays in the future, because we want to measure your progress, see how you're doing. So if you're someone right now has any of these issues we're talking about, any issues that cardiologist was talking about, you know, you should be checked out by a chiropractor. So if you're anywhere not in this area, you know, I'm in New York. I'm in Fishkill, New York, as a matter of fact. If you're not in my area, connect with me. I'll find you someone, no doubt about it. If you are in my area, give me a call. So every week we set up times because I love you guys. I want you to have the ability to come in for free and have an appointment to see if you can be helped. So my number is 845-896-1200. If you're one of the first five callers, we'll set you up at a free appointment over the next week, do the x-rays, the full exam process, complete neurological evaluation, and tell you whether you can be helped. So that's 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll call you back tomorrow and get you on track, get you on the schedule, and get you healing. Guys, I love you. Take care of yourselves. Know the truth. Don't buy into the lies, and life will be much better. God bless you guys, and have a great week, and I'll talk at you next Sunday morning.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.